Hi, this is Doug Laura with Enterprise Azure Operations. Today I'd like to cover an overview of Enterprise Azure. First, Enterprise Azure is done across three different portals. We refer to them as portals, but they're really just websites. The Enterprise portal is found at ea.azure.com. The Account portal is found at account.windowsazure.com. And the Management portal is found at manage.windowsazure.com. There are really four roles that are used across those portals today. The first of those roles is the Enterprise Administrator. Now, first, there's no limit on the number of people in this role, the Enterprise Administrator. And there's really three things that you do primarily. The first of those is account management. Now, accounts in this case are both department administrators and account owners. And we'll describe those roles as we go on. You will be able to add those roles to your enterprise agreement and manage their involvement in those roles. Second, you'll be able to monitor usage and costs. You'll be able to do that in aggregate across all departments, accounts, and subscriptions. And you'll also be able to drill down and see who used what down to a daily basis and down to individual components like a single virtual machine. Third, you're going to be able to set the authentication level for your enrollment. I'll cover this in more detail on another slide, but there's two ways to authenticate. The first is using the Microsoft account. The second is using a work or school account, which really means it's being used in Azure Active Directory. The second role that we're going to talk about here is the department administrator. Department is a new feature for 2015, and it essentially allows you to roll up your costs into a department level. It's very easy to think of this concept because you can think of it in terms of an organization. So say I have a marketing department with a couple individuals, Joe and Sarah, and they are working on websites. So they create subscriptions for the websites for my company, and they're in the marketing department. So I can set a department administrator who's going to be able to sort of have the overall view of the usage and costs of the Azure services in those subscriptions that belong to the account owners, Joe and Sarah, in the department. So in this administrative role, you're able to add accounts to that department. You can remove accounts from that department. However, when you remove them, they are not removed from the enrollment. They just go back to an unassigned state so they could be used in different departments. And you can monitor the usage and, if the enterprise administrator has allowed it, also the costs of that department. The next role is the account owner role. Account owners are those folks that are going to go on to normally create Azure services. They do so through the creation of subscriptions. The account owner is going to operate on a couple different portals. First, on the enterprise portal, they're going to be able to see their subscription information and usage. If the enterprise administrator has allowed it, they will also be able to see the costs of their own subscriptions. Account owners will go on to use a second portal called the account portal. That's where they actually create new subscriptions, customize the names of those subscriptions, and it's also where they can add preview features. Preview features are Azure beta services. Because they're beta, they do not have the production guaranteed SLAs. They typically run at reduced costs, and they generally stay in preview for 4 to 6 weeks before they move on into production. If you want to try a preview feature, you first have to sign up for it, associate it with a specific subscription, and then you can later configure it in the management portal. When an account owner does create a subscription, they are given by default the role of service administrator for every subscription they create. You can subsequently add up to 199 co-administrators per subscription. So up to 200 people per subscription are able to manage the Azure services within that subscription. And you do so on a third portal called the management portal, which is found at manage.windowsazure.com. Now let me cover a little bit more on authentication, because this is an area that's often confusing. So the Microsoft account is one that often is a Microsoft domain property, like hotmail.com, outlook.com, live.com, but truly it could be any domain, because you can assign your own company, your own educational institution, etc., a Microsoft account. To do so, you actually go to signup.live.com, whether you want to associate a Microsoft account with an existing email address and domain, or whether you want to obtain a new ID at one of Microsoft's domain properties. If you do happen to reset the password, you would do that at login.live.com. For these accounts, the passwords are set and administrated by the user who sets them up. To contrast, a work or school account, which used to be referred to as an organizational account at Microsoft, the name has recently changed. A work or school account is going to be one where the account and password is set up by your company or your Active Directory domain administrator. These accounts are normally, they definitely are ones that have a presence in Azure Active Directory already. There's multiple ways that they could have ended up in that environment. The first is being manually created out in Azure. So an Active Directory is created from scratch. It's managed out there in the cloud. One of the other ways that you might have an Azure Active Directory is if you have an Office 365 domain, which would by default also have a manually managed Azure Active Directory in the cloud. There's a couple other common ways that these Azure Active Directories are created. One of those is using a product called Directory Synchronization, or DirSync, to move your on-premise Active Directory into the cloud. And the other way is using Active Directory Federation Services, ADFS. That provides a single sign-on environment and synchronizes between your on-premise Active Directory and the cloud-based Azure Active Directory. So those are the two ways to authenticate. Actually, to all three of the portals, there are some additional slide notes that also give you some tips in our Azure, in our Enterprise Onboarding Guide. The final thing I want to talk about in the overview is discounted offer subscribers. The most common of these is the Microsoft Developer Network, or MSDN, subscription. With that subscription, for example, you do get $50, $100, or $150 per month in Azure services based on your subscription level, whether it's professional, premium, or ultimate. But there are some other offer types as well that could be impacted. If you took the same ID and authentication method that you used for your benefit subscription here and added it as an account owner to the Enterprise Portal, when you log into the Enterprise Portal, you're going to pick up an Enterprise entitlement. That entitlement will walk over and eliminate the benefit that you see here. So the caution is this: if you have one of these subscriptions, if you have one of these subscriptions, you don't want to use the same ID as an account owner in the Enterprise Portal. That's the best advice. If you do happen to add one of these, particularly an MSDN subscription, by accident, and you walk over and lose that benefit, it can be reclaimed by moving that benefit to a different email address. But be careful and purposeful when you are setting up these accounts, and be aware that you're not going to want to add these same IDs as account owners in the Enterprise Portal. What a lot of customers do that I've seen is use live IDs for their MSDN subscriptions and use those work or school accounts using a different password and authentication method for the accounts that they use in the Enterprise Portal. Well, that is an overview of Enterprise Azure. I want to thank you for your time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.